And why don't we just start with you, Kevin? Has it stabilized the ACA? And then let's have each of you weigh in if you have any perspectives on how the recent legislation is impacting, especially the individual and small group market.
Yeah, I think the numbers speak for themselves, Ferris, in that there was just released that it was 2.5 million new enrollees in the special enrollment period, which started right in February once President Biden took office. And I think that you're seeing quite a bit as it relates to the subsidy changes for individuals. I know that through the payers that we're working with, we've seen many, many changes that have come through to the subsidies for members. And I don't know if folks are aware of this, but in September, for those that haven't gone out and actively updated their subsidy, we're going to get a renewal transaction from the exchange with that subsidy being updated. So I think that a lot of what's happening is in the favor of the consumer. And I think we could all certainly say that the ACA is strong. And now, as we start to look forward to plan year 22, I know that rate filing and things like that are underway, but we're going to see quite a few new payers in the marketplace, and it's going to be an interesting open enrollment for others'
Fantastic.
perspective as well.
Everybody weigh in on this. What are you feeling? What are you anticipating with respect to the legislation right now, as it impacts the ACA? Comments?
Yeah, this is Terry Burke. I think a couple of things I would take a swipe at that's a little, sort of add on to what Kevin said and goes a little bit deeper. With American Rescue, elimination of subsidy cliff and expansion of subsidy, as well as the extension of this open enrollment, draws more people to the exchange. I think from a financial standpoint and a stability standpoint, from the payer perspective, that creates more opportunity for a more potentially more stable risk pool as we go forward. But yet at the same time, all of the advantages that lean in towards the consumer, I don't think the consumer has had them explained yet appropriately by the payers or the broker community, or for that matter, the provider community. So we're all still struggling a bit, I think, to create healthcare literacy for those that come into the ACA opportunity and environment. So for example, you can go back in and make some adjustments. A lot of folks that are already on ACA or healthcare.gov and have subsidies probably aren't aware of that, don't know about that, and if they become aware of it, don't know how to use it. So I think we got some work to do as an industry to help improve that member experience, but all of this is creating much more choice and opportunity. If it goes too far, consumers get very confused over all the plan choices and opportunity that they do have. So I think there's a balance that we need to be vigilant about.